A British judge ruled today that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited to Sweden. There he would face questioning and possible prosecution over allegations of sexual assault. Assange insists he will appeal, but Vicky Barker reports from London that he faces an uphill battle.
Julian Assange has accused Swedish prosecutors of mounting a politically motivated attempt to silence him and his free speech cause. He shouldn't be sent back to Sweden, he's told the International Press Corps, because he won't get a fair trial there. Today, a British judge rejected all of the defense arguments. Assange's lawyer, Mark Stevens, immediately said he'll appeal.
It reaffirms the concerns that we have about the form of tick-box justice that is the European arrest warrant.
Assange himself said he'd been expecting the ruling. 95% of all attempts to challenge the Europe-wide warrant are rejected, he said.
It comes as no surprise, but is nonetheless wrong. A rubber-stamping process that is a result of a European arrest warrant system run amok.
Although he denied ever implying American intelligence was behind the initial accusations against him, Assange said he does continue to believe political pressure is being exerted from unseen quarters.
Why is it that I am subject, a non-profit free speech activist, to a $360,000 bail? Why is it that I am kept under electronic house arrest when I have not even been charged in any country?
The system didn't allow him to rebut the allegations against him, he said. Instead, it allows bureaucrats to, in his words, use the coercive power of another state to drag people off to an uncertain destiny. But the judge ruled that the allegations of sexual coercion and the single accusation of rape are extraditable offenses. The judge also said the warrant itself had been properly issued. Assange now has 7 days to lodge his appeal. If he loses that, he can take his case to Britain's Supreme Court. But extradition expert Michael Kaplan says it's likely all that will buy him is time.
He does face an uphill tussle because there are very limited grounds upon which you can appeal against his extradition warrants.
And the judge, Kaplan says, addressed all of those grounds in his ruling. Many of Assange's supporters fear that the Swedes might hand him over to the Americans to be tried on espionage charges. Not so, says extradition lawyer Julian Knowles. He's a colleague of the British prosecutor who represented the Swedes in this case.
The Swedes would not be able to extradite him without the consent of the United Kingdom. That's a fundamental rule in extradition law.
Both Sweden and the UK refused to extradite suspects to countries that might apply the death penalty. If the Americans were to file less serious charges, Knowles says, then any decision to extradite would be made by Britain's Home Secretary. But Assange could still take his legal battle all the way to the European Court of Human Rights. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
We've got more coming up on All Things Considered.